δεύτερη φωνή.
A woman speaks in Greek.
And then I just
read that to me.
As one
whatever you want.
E-I-E-A-E-O-E.
Another woman responds back to her by repeating only the vowels of what the previous woman said.
Just any, was it related to a certain topic?
To this, wherever it was said.
Let me speak loudly to you so you can hear what I am saying.
This process continues to more people that are gathered together in a circle. A woman once told me that when she was a child, she would speak to her mother in Dutch and her mother would reply back to her in Surinamese. Their communication would go on like that.
Sounds the same.
The child was like a channel, like also her mother. The one would refuse to talk in one common language to the other. But this process of translation happening inside their head is mediating and filtrating their speech through each other's bodies.
Say it again.
In ancient medical and anatomical theory, women have two mouths, the upper and the lower, connected through neck.
It's actually not easy, it's very hard.
Ay-ay.
The lips of both these mouths guarded a hollow cavity. And they had to remain closed.
I took a sentence from this, I thought that was what I was doing. I never imagined I would hear my own voice.
Having two mouths that speak simultaneously is confusing and embarrassing, and this creates cacophony.
A-I-I-O-I.
Feeling safe in nature.
Females were expressing something directly when it should have been said indirectly.
Говоря си сама на висок глас.
Ori, a, a, I, a.
In the end of this process, this group of people sang together all the vowels they had transcribed. With a small delay of synchronization, they try to sing at the same time. In ancient Greece, there was a high-pitched utterance of women called ololiga, which was a ritual practice dedicated to important events in life, such as like the birth of a child or the death of a person. And this was considered a pollution for civic space. If expressed in public, they would create chaos and provoke madness. Can occupy Wall Street. People here in the audience act like a human microphone. They repeat all together what Angela Davis says in order she could be heard more far away in the square, in order to amplify her voice, because amplification devices were not permitted.
Sexual hierarchies.
Your movement
calls upon the majority
to stand up against the minority.
The old minorities
are
vowels allow us
majority.
To occupy space. Vowels
vibrate.
Is the common space between our languages.
We say no to corporate executives.
A similar example with Judith Butler speaking in Occupy Wall Street. People become a channel of your speech. They become the medium, even if they disagree with the content of the message. They learn to listen and channel other persons' words. Vowels is the common space between our languages. Vowels make us louder and bigger. Vowels make us louder and bigger.
Are possible demands?
And
capitalism.
No to global capitalism. We say no to just not practical.
Industrial.
We say no to prison industrial complex.
No to mainstream.
No to mainstream. No to
mainstream.
No to mainstream.
No to mainstream. No to mainstream. No to